The situation in Guinea-Conakry is very, very fluid and extremely tense. And I do not think that the present leaders who are trying to fill the vacuum have the mandate to speak on behalf of Dadis Camara.
But it's supposed to be a military regime with hierarchy and all that. If the leader is not there, can't they necessarily find somebody to step in the gap because they want to resolve the political crisis in the country, albeit with all these sanctions hovering around the country?
No, but you know that coup d'etat basically overthrow the hierarchical and regimentation that exists in the military. Dadis Camara himself is a captain. But the issue here to me is a lot larger than that. It's a reflection of the internal conflict that is brewing within the military and also outside the military. So I think that this is beyond just the military. It's a reflection of the political turmoil that's going on within the country.
Doesn't this move hamper efforts of the economic community of West African state to resolve the impasse? And particularly Captain Blaise Compaoré, president of Burkina Faso, is trying to mediate between these opposing parties in Guinea.
The choice of President Compaoré itself was controversial among certain quarters, especially among the opposition and the civil society groups who did not think that he was going to be an honest broker. So that itself also had some problems to start with. And then now with the situation, the leadership situation, the vacuum that has been created, and the internal contestation for power within the military really makes it really not worthwhile the effort to continue with this, because I don't think that they have the present leadership has the mandate to deal and in an honest way with the ECOWAS.
What do you think is the best way forward in this crisis, with the leader being treated in Morocco and the military regime going around trying to find the alleged perpetrator who allegedly shot the head of state, among other things? What is the best way forward?
I think that the situation is a lot more serious than we can imagine, and it deserves a lot more attention, not only by ECOWAS, but also by the AU itself, and as well as the other international organizations, because the implications of a ruptured Guinea for the entire region is difficult to contemplate. And I think that ECOWAS, in spite of this, should continue to put pressure on them to organize an election as soon as possible, to have a political dispensation that addresses some of the concerns that has been brewing for decades in Guinea.